Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
Hey, y'all. Welcome. My name is Micah Burgess, and you're listening to My Doula Micah. I am so glad you have joined me. And this week, I am finishing up this little series that I've been doing called, you know, What is Right for Me? I get asked that a lot by expecting moms. Hey, I'm trying to make some decisions about the kind of birth that I want. And so it starts with that question, and I just don't know what's right for me. Can you help me? And so I started off, the very first episode was about overview. What kind of experience do you want to have? And so I talked about many different types of experiences. Go back and listen to that one. The next week I talked about where to give birth. That goes hand in hand with the kind of experience that you're looking for. I covered medical interventions. What do you want? What do you not want? What are you okay with? What are you not okay with? Why you think this way? And if you don't have the education you need to decide about medical interventions, then that episode might be really helpful for you. And then last week I actually talked about people in attendance. So for some of you that may be like, what? What do you mean people in attendance? I didn't even know there were options on that. There are. So go back and listen to that one. And this final one, in terms of what's right for me, I'm actually going to address once baby is born and that postpartum experience. I think this gets overlooked a lot. And I have some friends that are postpartum doulas, and they love the fact that I promote and talk about your postpartum experience and that really being positive and good, and having a postpartum game plan, whether you're including a postpartum doula or not, having a game plan is huge, you guys, huge. So many women are just overwhelmed after baby is born. They spent all this time preparing, 9 months preparing for this 24-hour or less experience, childbirth, right? And that's great. Do it. But they spent zero time focused on postpartum. And I have done several episodes on your postpartum care and the experience of postpartum. I go into a lot of detail about the things that I believe are worth considering and researching and looking into. So I'm not going to do that in this episode. Go back and listen to those. All of them have the word postpartum, I'm sure, in the title. And so there's several. Really educate yourself on that. I think it'll be really helpful. And I even have a few postpartum doulas on some of my episodes. They're talking about their experience. One of them is with Tanya Carpenter, and the other one is with Doula Darcy. And so, yeah, those are very helpful as well. Excuse me. The weather has changed here in Waco, Texas. It's very overcast. It's bringing something in. And my voice is just not the way it should be. So I apologize in advance for any that you're going to hear throughout this episode. But back to the topic of postpartum care. So as you're considering what's right for you, here's what I believe are the things that you want to think about in terms of your experience once baby's born. So many, many people have this romantic idea that baby's going to be here, and now we have just immediately fallen in love with this baby, which most of you do. And now you just innately know what to do. And we've got this. We just want it to be the two of us and our little family of three now. And it's all peaches and cream and roses. Okay. Y'all, that it just rarely looks like that. It rarely looks like that. And I think that's why many of you are overwhelmed, because nobody's talking about that. Nobody is preparing you for the emotions that you're going to have after a baby's born, the physical things that need to be addressed for your care, you know, your own healing and recovering from birth, breastfeeding, y'all, that's a whole thing all on its own. It can be very, very stressful, breastfeeding. Okay, so that's something you're having to consider now. If you already have kids and you just brought a new baby in, especially if you have a toddler, it's like, wait, how do you do a newborn and a toddler? This is so tough. Yeah, it is. And so what you want to consider is your life, your situation before a baby gets here. Whether you're a brand new parent and you're bringing a new baby home for the first time, you already have kids, you have adult children, you're in the process of moving, your husband's in school getting his degree, you have a full-time job and you don't know, you know, how all that's going to shape up. You've got three huge dogs at home. You don't have any family in town that can help. You need to consider all those things, you guys. And that's going to help you come up with your game plan. Please have some help lined out. And if you end up not needing it, great. But most people do. Most of you need help. And I understand you don't want people, you know, coming into your space, coming into your private family, new baby home experience. I love that. I love that idea. But the practicals that still need to happen, need to happen. Mom, recovering from birth takes time. It takes time. It takes time. Please don't rush that recovery, okay? You should be resting and having other people help you for weeks. Please take advantage of that. You should not be standing up and cooking and cleaning your house and going out shopping and gallivanting around after you've given birth. You need to let your body recover. The more you rest, the quicker you're going to recover. Okay. It's just a fact. I've seen it over and over and over again. And like I said, you can interview postpartum doulas and they've got their own statistics of how long you should be resting. I mean, like they have this, oh, what did Tanya call it? Like a 5-week rule or something, and kind of guiding you of what that should look like. Okay. So if what you're wanting is a positive experience through the postpartum journey, because you have no idea if breastfeeding will be difficult for you or not, or maybe you do know it's going to be difficult, then you need help. You need to go ahead and contact that lactation consultant and get that interview. Talk about what are the things you should be looking for. Get them to go ahead and look at your anatomy and so they can predict and help you. You might run into struggle and with this, and here's how we're going to combat that. Here's how we're going to tackle that. If you want breastfeeding to go well, and you're concerned about it, you need to contact a lactation consultant right now. Seriously, you need to contact them because you want that to be as positive and stress-free as possible. That's one thing. You want your recovery to go well for your body. You need to get a game plan. You need to talk to your OB. You need to talk to your midwife. You need to know what are the things that you should be doing so that you can replenish and heal. Drinking lots of water, getting lots of protein, eating good meals, all of that's important, okay? Getting the vitamin D, the sunlight, you know, while I want you to rest, I also don't want you to hibernate in a dark room for weeks and weeks, right? I think a lot of this seems like right now, well, duh, Micah, of course, but in the moment you're bringing a new baby into the world and now you're caring for someone else, you forget to care for yourself. And that's a bad habit, right? It is not just about baby. And there are so many things to consider with baby, y'all. They're a lot of work. They're amazing. They don't get back. And they're completely dependent on you. Completely. You will feel drained. Most women feel guilty because, oh my gosh, they're such hard work. I shouldn't feel that way about my baby. That's so sad. Yes. Yes, you should feel that way about your baby. They are a lot of work. It's okay that they're a lot of work. Don't let the fact that they're a lot of work rob you from your joy of having a baby. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. There's many of you out there that don't experience that joy right away. It's emotional. You have so many hormones going through your body right now. And the hormones that you have after giving birth and milk coming in are very different from the hormones you have while you're pregnant. Very different. Okay. So don't be surprised by that. You need contact with the outside world. If your mom is your source, you need to be talking to her every day. You need to ask her to come stay with you for a week. If your mom is not your source and she is a drain on you, then that is not helpful. Yes, come in and see baby. Yes, say hi and come up with a different plan. How are you getting help? And maybe the way that people help and contribute is by bringing meals, doing the grocery shopping, doing the laundry, picking up around the house, watching baby, holding baby while you take a shower. Maybe it's not the actual hands-on of baby. Maybe you don't want help with that. Maybe you want to co-sleep. You don't need someone to watch your baby. You want baby to be sleeping with you. You don't want baby to leave your side. Fine. Then let the help be with all the practical things that have to happen that you're going to forget about and not count on. And if you're wanting your spouse to be with you in all of that, with baby and helping you with baby, then you don't want them out doing all the errands and all the practical things. You don't want to leave too much. I mean, listen, women, our men, we love them. We love our husbands, but they're not used to doing all of that. They're just not. And they're going to feel overwhelmed. They're going to feel tired. They're hopefully helping you throughout the night. Men, if you're listening, yes, you are helping throughout the night. You are getting up, you are awake, and you are helping throughout the night. And so that means sleep deprived men, that's a whole thing. Okay. And so they need to be resting during the day as well. Right. And you need to be resting. You need to be sleeping. And all of those chores and errands can be handled by anyone. Okay. Anybody can help you guys with those things. So that's what I'm trying to say. Who are those people that are going to help you? Maybe it's family. Maybe it's your life group. Maybe it's your neighbor. Maybe you hire a postpartum doula. Anyone that's ever hired a postpartum doula has never complained. They're like, oh my goodness, changed my life, changed my world. Because their goal is to help you heal quickly, get you confident in what you're doing as a mom so that you can get on your feet and kill it. They want you to succeed. They're not trying to take over. You don't want to, this is not, you hired a wet nurse. You hired a live-in nurse or mom. No. They're helping you become the best version of yourself as a mother, right? And so look into that if you don't have help in other ways that's already built into your life and into your community. And so in terms of positive experiences, I'm not kidding. So many women end up feeling like the entire experience, including childbirth, including pregnancy, when your postpartum experience is not good, it colors all of it. It's very hard to look back and enjoy your birth experience with fondness when everything is so damn hard after you give birth because you didn't think through and talk through a game plan in order for it to be a positive experience. Does that make sense? And, you know, again, it's a full package. It's a full picture. And I believe, and I said this, I think in the last episode, I really emphasized it. And as I'm wrapping up today, this topic, I believe that as you consider what kind of experience you want for childbirth, I really want all of you to do it through the lens of, I can have a positive experience. I can draw up the birth experience that I would really like to have. This is my preference. Hold it loosely because we get thrown curveballs. Okay. I'm encouraging you to hold it loosely. But you've thought through what you want it to be and you're going to go into now birth and having a baby and being a mom much more confidently when you have thought through what's right for me? What kind of experience do I want? And really applying all of the things that I've talked about. And I believe that, I believe that we can all have positive experiences. Even if it didn't go exactly the way that you thought it was going to go, it can still be positive. Hey, thanks for joining me, you guys. And I hope this series was really, really helpful. And I look forward to our next topic soon.
Thank you for listening to My Doula Micah. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube at My Doula Micah. We can also get connected at MyDoulaMicah.com. If you're interested in checking out my book, the link to The Humor in Birth, Stories and Insights from a Doula can be found on all of these social platforms. Be sure to share and subscribe. I'll be here next week, so please be sure to join me again. And this podcast was produced by Rogue Media Network.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production. Production.